What's driving the childhood health crisis? Nearly half of all American children are living with at least one chronic health condition, whether it's eczema, attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, anxiety, asthma, obesity, or something more complex. That's not normal. Yet we've somehow come to accept this situation as the baseline for childhood health. We're told it's genetic. We're told it's random. We're told it's normal. It is not normal. Fortunately, as a pediatrician who works with families every day, I can tell you, we're not doomed. The rise in chronic illness isn't a mystery. Nor did it happen overnight. It's the cumulative result of a culture that treats symptoms instead of asking questions, that medicates before investigating, and that feeds children food-like substances instead of real nourishment. However, there is good news. If the problem is systemic, then so is the solution. From sick care to root cause. If we zoom out from diagnoses and look upstream, five major disruptors stand out as root causes of most chronic conditions I see in practice. Inflammation, chronic low-grade inflammation, is at the root of everything from eczema to autoimmune disease. It's often fueled by poor diet, lack of sleep, and environmental toxins. Nutrient deficiency. Our soil is depleted, our diets are processed, and our kids are being raised on food that fills but doesn't fuel. Micronutrient gaps impair immunity, mood, and development. Toxic load. From plastics and pesticides to air pollution, today's children are exposed to thousands of chemicals, many of which have never been tested for safety in children. Microbiome disruption, C-sections, antibiotics, processed food, and lack of outdoor time have altered the gut health of an entire generation. The microbiome is central to immune function, digestion, and even mental health. Nervous system dysregulation, constant stimulation, screen exposure, and lack of restorative rhythms are leaving children in a chronic state of fight or flight. When the nervous system can't settle, the body can't heal. These aren't fringe theories. They are well-documented physiological truths backed by research in immunology, endocrinology, and neurobiology. However, they rarely make it into a 10-minute pediatric visit. The Empowered Parents Roadmap. Making changes in your lifestyle may sound overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Parents are not powerless, they are the most important health advocates their children will ever have. Here are some of the most effective places to start. Feed the gut, not just the appetite. Focus on real, nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory foods. Think colorful veggies, high-quality proteins, fermented foods, and healthy fats. Support your farmers. Food is medicine, but only if it comes from healthy soil and honest work. The health of our children depends on the health of our food system. Lower the toxic load. Swap plastic for glass. Choose cleaner products. Filter your water and your air. Vote with your dollar when you can. Create daily detox habits. Kids don't need elaborate protocols, they need water, movement, sweat, and fiber. Anchor the day. Establish rhythms that support the nervous system, early morning sunlight, family dinners, tech-free evenings, and consistent bedtimes. Let children play outside. Nature is free medicine. It calms the brain, strengthens the immune system, and fosters resilience. Take time away from devices. A digital detox can help reset your child's brain, body, and behavior, supporting better sleep, focus, and emotional health. The real normal. We have to stop calling dysfunction normal. The rise in chronic illness is not a mystery. It's a mirror. It reflects what we've chosen to prioritize and what we've ignored. The next generation deserves better. Better starts with going back to the basics. Clean food, safe environments, and a culture that values prevention over pills. We can't control everything. But we can make daily decisions that shape the trajectory of our children's health, and possibly their future. Such choices are the new revolution in medicine. Not more prescriptions, rather, more root cause thinking. More listening. More simplicity. More truth. It's time to shift the paradigm from sick care to true, vibrant, thriving health.